We gather again as the Church of Eastern Washington to pray with and for those of you who are following the rite of Christian initiation of adults. As you begin your Lenten preparation for baptism or reception into our Catholic Christian faith at Easter, please know that I pray for each of you and for your guides, that is, your pastors, your sponsors, your catechists, those family members perhaps who have inspired you by their example and allow you to enter more deeply into the instruction of these weeks and, God willing, renewal of one's faith. The Gospel from Matthew, which we've heard, is one of the accounts of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. And it's important for us to know that the season of Lent, for us, is a moment of grace, profound grace, offered to an entire community to convert, to return to the Lord. So it is not just about personal acts of charity or penance or more intensive prayer, though very important, nor is this a kind of Christian version of New Year's resolutions. Lent, similar to what we heard in our gospel, is a moment of spiritual battle waged by the whole church and all of our members in order for us to identify and turn away from all that separates us from the good news of Jesus Christ. A closer reading of our gospel shows us that Jesus is tempted at the moment in which he embarks on the mission he has received from his Father. And those individual temptations are, as we heard, the turning of stones into bread, possessing all the kingdoms of the earth, and about throwing himself down in order to be dramatically saved by the angels. Each of these temptations is at its roots the same. Jesus is tempted to turn away from obedience to the will of the Father and to go it alone, to break from the Father. But notice that, of course, that Jesus responds with renewed commitment and obedience to the Father's will. And the weapon for this conflict is the Word of God. Jesus does not engage the devil, rather he responds with the Word of God, the same word we hear today that strengthens us. It's ever more clear that there is a battle between good and evil that continues in our world, sadly even in our church, and within the hearts of each of us. Division, discouragement, and destruction are the work of evil, present, sadly, in the lives of many. Especially there is a growing isolation of people, an inability, for whatever reason, to connect, to be in communion with God and others. As one bishop pointed out, it is the temptation to which many fall, not so much a blatant rejection of God, but through an indifference, an attitude of whatever. And God begins gradually to play more and more a marginal place in one's lives. No question, sin and scandal have given some excuses to be disillusioned with the church. But what is so often the case in this growing isolation is one becomes the God of one's own creation. But for you here today, and countless churches and cathedrals across the world, there is a desire for holiness, to remain faithful, to find the time and the place, and most especially the silence, to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, which will heal and renew his church and all of us. Lent is about a new beginning. It is a time of choices and changes. But we must ask ourselves, what is our vocation in life? Are we trying to live holy lives, lives that please God in word and action? Do we care about others in a spirit of compassion and generosity of heart? Lent is about allowing Jesus to come into our lives, to change our hearts, to overcome the false idols that can and will stifle the very life of our souls. But if we continue in humble and honest reflection, Lent helps us to encounter Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. Today we gather seeking a spirit of renewed hope and grace, which will allow us to be obedient to the will of the Father. Please know that I pray for you. It is a beautiful gift to our local church that in this variety of ages, there are so many of you desiring that close relationship with Jesus Christ. Again, I pray for and thank your catechists, your sponsors, the priests and religious and deacons, and most especially, any of those here who by your commitment to Christ have inspired others to follow Jesus in his church. This cathedral is dedicated to Our Lady of Lourdes. It is the Mother Church of the Diocese of Spokane. Let us ask our Blessed Mother's intercession, for it is Mary who always leads us closer to her Son. May you become loving members of his holy people. May you live in purity of heart, filled with the light of Christ, and resist the evil one's temptations, so that you will be members of the body of Christ, his church, this day and all the days of our lives.